Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A factual data creation facility production. Welcome to the OFNT podcast, episode 220, which I'm calling Preparing to Move On. As in packing up stuff in preparation of relocating. That's basically what I've been doing over the last couple of weeks. No Tennessee trip update this week. But don't worry. We should be heading on down there next week. Now, if only my new internet provider would call in order to make an installation appointment. If they don't, we'll be busy buying furniture and the like anyway. I do have an appointment with an exterminator, courtesy of my homeowners association. Enough of this senseless yakking. Let's get this episode started.
Yes!
Before I do start, I'm going to give my one and only opinion on the recent conviction of former President Trump on 34 felony charges. Yeah, they do prove that no one is above the law in this country, but the circumstances of the convictions can be described as shady at best. I, like many, worry that if the powers that be, whoever they are, can do this to a billionaire former U.S. president, what could they do to me or my family if we don't toe the line? In my opinion, lawfare is and has been a real thing for many years now. Tech news. Cellular service provider T-Mobile is buying U.S. Cellular for $4.4 billion, according to Quartz.com. This follows T-Mobile's acquiring Mint Mobile last year, Sprint in 2020, and Metro PCS in 2013. Well, it's no wonder T-Mobile just announced a rate increase that will take effect shortly. You know, someone has to pay for all these acquisitions, and I guess it's up to us customers to do so, whether we like it or not. With the economy being what it is,
come on, man.
The timing of these acquisitions and bill increases appear to be ill-timed, if you ask me. But then again, no one is asking me. T-Mobile has gone from being the joke of the cellular service providers to having the largest and fastest 5G network in the United States. In what I recall as being referred to as the day, T-Mobile was the service of choice for those that couldn't afford the superior service of AT&T and Verizon, or had credit issues so bad that even Sprint wouldn't give you an account.
Huh?
When I first started using T-Mobile for my second phone at work, I had to be outside of a building to even get a signal. This all changed when T-Mobile bought Sprint, though. I switched my wife and I over to T-Mobile from AT&T because the company offered a steep discount because of my prior military service. But that price has more than doubled over the years. I just might switch to either AT&T or Verizon if those companies can offer me a better deal. YouTube stops working for millions as war against ad blockers intensifies, reads the headline from TheIndependent.com. Who didn't see this coming? Users have been reporting weird behavior while using YouTube with an ad blocker enabled, saying that videos would skip to the end or mute when attempting to play them back. You know, it's not like Google, who owns YouTube, hasn't been warning people that this would eventually happen if using an ad blocker. Then again, most users that employ ad blockers were driven to employ one by the obscene amount of advertisements inserted into videos in the first place. That's what drove me to get a premium subscription for YouTube. Besides watching at least two ads before a video would start, the video would then be interrupted halfway through with one or more ads. On top of that, you'd get on-screen ads while the video was playing, which I've heard Google has since done away with. Besides disrupting video playback, Google announced last month that they would be taking action against third-party apps that offer ways to block ads, stating that apps like these violated YouTube's term of service. And we can't have that, can we? YouTube is my most watched app for content, beating out Netflix and all other streaming apps I used to pay for. That's the reason I could justify the subscription price for premium, which has slowly but surely been getting more expensive. Not all YouTube users can comfortably afford the subscription price, though. You know, if YouTube just lowered the amount of ads it serves up, which, you know, isn't going to happen because... Or perhaps offer a lower premium price that would limit users to two or less ads at the beginning of videos, something Paramount Plus and Amazon Prime do currently. If they did this, then many people wouldn't have a need for an ad blocker. Sure, you'd still have people who believe that they shouldn't have to pay for YouTube or any other service, but I think the majority would be okay with this. What I think will happen is that these ad blocker app creators will figure out a way around YouTube's countermeasures and also a way around being sued by the Big G. Bitcoin, anybody?
Aw, yeah.
An article from CNET.com says Android has added text messaging editing along with a slew of other features. All will be included within a new version of the world's most popular mobile operating system. Apple's iOS has had this text message editing feature for a while now, and I've actually used it a couple of times. I would probably use it more if I was a younger man. But those days are unfortunately long gone.
Yes.
Well, for those that text a lot, and most members of younger generations do, this feature will certainly come in handy. Oh, but there's one caveat. This feature is only available if using Google's own messaging app, but I'm sure third-party text messaging apps will eventually catch up. One thing coming to iOS that Android already has is rich communication services, better known as RCS. RCS brings most of the features of Apple's own iMessage system, and once implemented on iOS, will allow users of both mobile operating systems to have a similar messaging experience. My son and I checked RCS out when we both rocked Android phones, and it worked well for us. The big question is, what color will that chat bubble be for the RCS messages? What I'd like to see is blue for iMessage, green for regular text messages, and a light gray for RCS messages. Better yet, I'd like Apple to let individuals select the color of the chat bubbles for RCS, but I don't have my hopes up for something like that. So head over to CNET.com if you'd like a rundown on all the new features Android 15 brings to the table. You know, I sort of miss having an Android phone. I received an email from Spotify last week which informed me that the company is discontinuing its Car Thing hardware and that it will cease to function come December of this year.
What?
If you don't already know, Car Thing, which was released back in 2022, is, or I guess now was, a small piece of hardware designed to mount in your automobile and basically served as a dedicated Spotify playing gadget. It featured a 4-inch LCD screen and a large navigation knob. Car Thing was targeted towards Spotify users whose cars didn't feature the connectivity or electronics that almost all modern vehicles now come equipped with. I remember getting an email announcement from Spotify about Car Thing in late 2021 and excitedly submitted my name for a waiting list in order to be able to purchase one. Why, you may or may not ask? Well, my son is one of those who drives a car that's not equipped with modern electronics. He's also a dedicated Spotify user and has been since the beginning. He's the one that turned me on to Spotify many, many years ago. I figured that the Car Thing would make a great Christmas present for him.
Wrong.
Yeah, that was a miss. Shortly after, my name did come up and I was allowed to purchase one. It arrived a week later and eventually took its place under the Christmas tree. It turns out I was more excited about it than my son was. I don't think he actually ever used it. That's because him being more intelligent than I realized that it would be easier and cheaper to just use the mobile phone mount he already had than use the Car Thing, which turned out to be an awkward piece of tech. Reviews of Car Thing confirm this. Anyway, after about 2 years, Spotify has decided to put an end to their foray into hardware, much to the chagrin of consumer rights websites and YouTube channels. Ah, we all make mistakes, don't we? YouTube channel, The Friday Checkout, which is awesome, by the way, had a story this week about Samsung losing a massive amount of market share within the foldable phone category.
What?
I'll remind you that Samsung virtually invented the foldable phone category. When foldables sort of became a thing, I posted on this very show that it was a niche market, and it was an answer to a problem that nobody was asking for. Just like Apple's Vision Pro.
Yes.
You know, the product that was going to be Tim Cook's legacy that barely anyone still talks about?
No.
Foldable phones sure look cool, and once in a while I do wish that Apple would release one, but their fragility and especially the price of these things turn many, including myself, away from foldable phones. While Samsung seems to be resting on its laurels as far as foldable phones go, well, in regards to design at least, competition has caught up and even surpassed them. The world's largest foldable phone market is in China, and Chinese manufacturers Huawei, Honor, and Motorola have risen to not only satisfy their home market, but dominate it. Outside of the Chinese market, Motorola is catching up to Samsung in this still small niche market. In 2023, Motorola's share of the worldwide market has gone up an astounding 1,473%.
Whoa.
Honor has gained 460%. And Huawei has gained 257% market share. In comparison, Samsung's market has decreased by 42%, which puts the company in second place of a market they used to completely dominate, with Huawei coming out on top. The foldable market itself has gone up 49%. As I've said in the past, if and when Apple decides to release a foldable phone, then and only then will the foldable phone market become more than a niche market. Do you want or use a foldable phone? Let me know at ofntpodcast@gmail.com. Hey, look, Mom, no Apple news this week. Don't worry, WWDC is fast approaching. Tech I'm using. With the installation of my new high-tech security system in my new house, I've got to find a use for my extensive collection of Ring cameras, especially the outdoor models. The way it's looking, many of these security cameras will most likely wind up sitting in a drawer or closet. For now, the Ring cameras are keeping an eye on my New York residence while we are away preparing the new place. I can say I've gotten my investment back on these Ring cameras, though, and that's a good thing. I'm still content with all the tech I'm using, but again, because of my hopefully imminent relocation, I'll be purchasing some new stuff.
Yeah.
Yay!
I'll be buying a new, larger television for my living room and to go along with that, a pair of full-size Apple HomePods. While not up to home theater standards, the HomePods will be close enough for me. Currently, I use a combination of HomePod Minis and IKEA-branded Sonos speakers to provide sound for my television, and the full-sized HomePods will be an upgrade. My current television setup will serve as the master bedroom entertainment system. Apple's annual WWD event is slated for June 10th, and there's a rumor that the new Apple TV streaming box will be introduced. If this turns out to be true, I'll be buying one to complete my new living room entertainment center. If the rumors turn out to be false, which is a good possibility, I'll just buy another Apple TV 4K box for the new television. My current master bedroom entertainment system will move to my recording space at the new place. Along with the full-sized HomePods, I most likely will be buying another couple of pairs of HomePod Minis. One pair will go with my desktop computer and one for the television setup. And finally, I'll wait for Peloton to have a sale and purchase an indoor cycle from them. I've been wanting to do this for many years now. Right now, I'm using a Soul indoor cycle, and that bike will find a place in the home gym I'm constructing in the new house's garage. The Peloton will go into my recording space. I'm going with the basic cycle, though I was considering the Bike Plus, which is more expensive. I would probably never use the advanced features of the Bike Plus, and I don't have a need for its larger screen.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Entertainment news. My lovely wife and I managed to watch the latest Jennifer Lopez vehicle on Netflix, the sci-fi movie Atlas. While I'm not a big Jennifer Lopez fan, I do like me some science fiction. On the other hand, my wife is a big Jennifer Lopez fan, but doesn't care for science fiction stories. Well, just like our opposite opinions on the lead actress of Atlas, our expectations were also polar opposites. Hers were high, mine were low. My wife's opinion of Atlas can be summed up by the fact that she fell asleep halfway through the movie, while I managed to watch Atlas until the movie's completion. The story Atlas told was not a new one, but the writing wasn't up to par. Ms. Lopez did her best with what she was given, which exceeded my paltry expectations. The cinematography was good, with the battle scenes done very well. The plot of the movie wasn't able to live up to the technical aspect, though. Greater geekdom and the movie press and watchers in general slammed the movie with horrible reviews on YouTube and Rotten Tomatoes both. I found Atlas at least watchable. If you find yourself bored sometime, fire up Netflix and give Atlas a shot. At the very least, the movie will help pass the time. Besides subjecting ourselves to Atlas, we also watched the equally, if not more so, panned movie Madame Web, which was also on Netflix. Madame Web did have a theatrical release, unlike Atlas, and was considered a major flop. After viewing this movie, well, I can see why. The premise wasn't bad, which is an origin story of an actual, albeit minor, character within the Spider-Man universe. The first problem was the writing, which seems to be a thing with most movies these days. The dialogue was horrible, and parts of the story just didn't line up. The acting ranged from horrible to indifferent. The villain character, being an example of horrible, while the lead character could be defined as indifferent. Perhaps this is because when the actors signed up for this project, they were led to believe the movie was part of the Marvel Universe, which it isn't. The producers of this movie, Sony, had kept the Spider-Man's movies separate from the rest of Marvel, and actually did a better job with Spider-Man than the Disney-controlled rest of the Marvel Universe. However, Sony ceded Spider-Man to Disney last year. Madame Web was intended to be the launch of a new Spider-Verse film franchise, as was evidenced by the ending of the film. But that's now in doubt after Madame Web failed to even come close to recouping the cost of making the movie during its theatrical run. Besides the writing and acting, the problem with movies like Madame Web is the intended audiences have gotten superhero fatigue. That's because over the last few years, Disney and Warner Studios have been pumping these types of movies out at a high rate. Another problem is the fixation on so-called girl bosses. This is when the studio will either replace a historically male part with a female, or dredge up a minor female character from the Marvel or DC universe and make them the focus of the movie. Madame Web is guilty of the latter. Unless there's some sort of course correction within the studios making movies of this type, the comic book-based superhero-type genre is doomed. And that's my opinion. The MGM Plus television series Beacon 23, which is in its second season now, continues to be entertaining, well, at least for me. Though sort of taken in a different direction than the first season, the show still manages to entertain me and awaiting the next episode. And there's something to be said about that. The story is interesting and boasts more new characters than last season, while also telling a bit of the backstories of the main characters and not in any confusing way. With the cancellation of Dark Matter and the ending of The Expanse, along with the decline of Doctor Who, Apple TV Plus's Foundation and Beacon 23 have become my go-to shows for my science fiction needs. Podcast news. No matter how podcasting incorporated, and that's what I call big money-backed podcasts and podcast networks, tries to put a happy face on the state of their self-proclaimed industry, the reality seems to be getting worse for them. Fresh layoffs of podcast production staffs are still raging, especially at National Public Radio and its affiliates. These newest layoffs are being caused by the rapid expansion and monetization of everything podcasting at the height of the pandemic.
China.
Where, because of the lockdowns, podcasting had a bit of a captive audience. Heck, even Canada is suffering from this downturn, with Pod News reporting this week that Pacific Content, a division of Rogers, which is a cellular service and media conglomerate up there, which bought Pacific Content back in 2019, has announced that it's shutting it down. Pacific Content was formed in 2014 from former Canadian Broadcasting Corporation members, which is Canada's version of NPR, meaning government-supported media. Many people within this so-called podcast industry had gotten comfortable with their six-figure salaries and what seemed like an endless influx of cash. They now find themselves either unemployed or taking a steep salary cut with no end in sight. NPR and others even tried using the Apple Podcast subscription method, but as far as I can tell, most of these have outright failed. Now, I'd like to be able to tell you that the winners here are the independent podcasters, but they're suffering also. Well, those that depend on podcasting for their livelihood are anyway. Along with the consolidation and downsizing of commercial podcasting, advertising revenue has also taken a nosedive for everybody. Nah, the real winner here is Spotify, which besides doing away with the overvalued podcast production studios the company purchased during the peak of the podcast buying frenzy, Spotify also either canceled or didn't renew the contracts of shows the company signed to be exclusives. The Obama and Prince Harry contracts come to mind. The Call Her Daddy, Yuck, and Joe Rogan podcasts were set free, with Spotify retaining the rights on advertising. And that was a win-win for the company, as that's where the money is, even at the lower rate of today. But Spotify owns its own advert network and can set its own prices. Perhaps these now formerly cash-soaked podcasting enterprises can or have learned to do more with less. Somehow, though, you know, I doubt it. The podcasts that seem to be thriving are the ones that use the value-for-value method of funding, which was pioneered by the No Agenda podcast. Instead of having advertising on their show, the guys over at the No Agenda podcast depend on the audience to support the show with money or time donations. In that vein, modern podcast apps allow donations for shows via sats, which is a small monetary unit of Bitcoin. I will eventually explore ways of converting the OFNT podcast to this value-for-value method, but I've been too busy lately. And let's just face it, I'm also very lazy.
Yes.
The Podcast 2.0 listening app Fountain not only allows you to contribute to your favorite shows, but actually lets you earn sats while listening to said shows. Sats that can then be donated to those shows you listen to. I recently claimed the OFNT podcast on Fountain, so if you use that app, you can now donate to this show using those sats you earned. Of course, you can always use the link in the show notes to donate if you want. And speaking of this show, last episode, which was episode 219, I saw an increase of listeners from around the world. The audience numbers approach what I used to get back in what I once heard referred to as the day. That was before Podcasting Incorporated's money started flowing into the world of podcasting and corrupting it. I don't know what was responsible for this increase. I figured it was either the shortened length of the episode or that my hosting service signed some new deal with somebody. But either way, more people listened to episode 219 than they have in the last couple of years and listened from places where they haven't done so before. I'll see if this was all a fluke or not when I get the numbers from this very episode. Anyway, welcome aboard to those new listeners, and here's hoping you stick around. The music is playing, meaning one less episode will be recorded from this place. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed making it for you. If you like what you heard, you can make a donation using the link in the show notes. Any and all donations will be greatly appreciated. You can always reach me at ofntpodcast@gmail.com, and that's only if you're so inclined. I'd enjoy hearing from you. Yeah, I really would. Remember, don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do. Summertime is here, but the living's not easy. You know why? Because you won't get off my lawn. Stay skeptical. I'm out.
See ya.
Growing businesses and finance professionals, you need Bill Spend and Expense, the free-to-use spend management software. It's powered by the Bill Divvy Corporate Card, which helps growing companies scale with credit lines of $500 to $15 million, automated expense reports, and as many virtual cards as you need. For a limited time, get $500 when you get started with Bill Spend and Expense. Request a demo at bill.com/get500. Terms and conditions apply. Advertised credit ranges are not guaranteed and are determined at approval. Card issued by Cross River Bank, member FDIC.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.